We're going to read out of Romans 20, 12 and 2 tonight. And when you have it on your phone or on your iPad or in your Bible, say amen. It is? Okay. Thank you, Micaiah. Okay. Here we go. My iPad's messing up right now. And it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Transformed. And renewed. Renewed in the Greek, and I'm going to butcher this word because I'm just a city boy from South Alabama. And it says the Greek word renewed is aneo, which means to be renovated by an inward reformation. Think about that for a minute. The title of my message tonight is going to be on renewal. And the postmodern church and postmodern Christianity and where we are today. And I didn't want to preach this. I said it once before. But listen to this. When the church is absolutely different from the world, she invariably attracts it. It is then the world is made to listen to her message, though it may hate it at first. The world hates us, but what we're doing in the church today is that we're trying to find every way possible to get their attention. We've shoved the Holy Spirit out over here, and we shoved Jesus out over here, and we thought, well, they don't want to hear our message, so what we're going to have to do is that we're going to have to water it down just a little bit. But there are some specific scriptures that says that we're not to water down anything. That if you water it down, that a curse is going to be placed on your head. And yet we look at all these massive churches in the state of Alabama and all over the country, and they're preaching this watered down message. I say water with an O. I'm sorry. Here's the evangelical disaster, the failure of the evangelical world to stand for truth as truth. There is only one word for this, namely accommodation. The evangelical church has accommodated to the world spirit of the age. We see it all over the place. Completely. If we don't... I talked to a friend of mine last night, and we were with Brad and Alicia, and she posted something on Facebook. And she said, "I need everyone to plead the blood of Jesus over my family." And I said, "Well, I'm nosy. I'm really, really nosy." And I wanted to know what she wanted to know, what I was supposed to plead the blood over, and I called her. And she said, "Michael, you're not going to believe this." And I said, "Well, tell me, so I will." And she said that a girl that was living with them, she had gotten her cell phone, and she had found out that she was having a serious relationship with another female. And she said, "Michael, what do I do?" And all I can do is think about what my daddy told me when I was straying from the fold. He said, "Michael, I pray that God gives you a vision of hell in your night's sleep. I pray that that he takes every bit of sleep from your eyes." But that's what it's going to take for us to get the generation and the generation that's been lost. That's what it's going to take, because that's what it took our grandmothers. That's what it took my mama and daddy. And that's what it's going to take us, is to get to that place to say, no more mamby-bamby prayers. No more. Let's go to pastor and let's just counsel it out. Okay. That's not what we're called to do. Yeah. Talk about something, but pray about everything. So if we sit there and we let our pastors counsel it out, or we let Christian counselors, and that's good if that's your calling on your life. God does have a calling on your life. But here's the thing. We've ran to the counselors instead of running to the counselor. Hello? And if we sit there and we let that postmodern Christianity type of theology into our churches, where are we going to be? We might as well shut the doors and just stay at home and watch TV evangelists and send our money not to the storehouse, but to some man who doesn't know about you. Or better yet, not even listen or watch the word. Because that's what it's coming down to. Either we're going to make a stand and we're going to show these young people that are sitting on the first row and the second row how to live a godly, separated life. Because it says in Hebrews, it says, where without holiness no man shall see the Lord. And I'm not talking about an outward holiness. I'm talking about the inward holiness of the heart, because he said,